on the football team, and you ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, it's a good day. Good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy, I'm a rock and roll.
There he comes, 7 past the hour, good day. There he comes, there he comes, there he comes. Take your position, sir.
Where's Phil?
Where's Phil? Phil's not with us today.
Why?
He's in Puerto Rico.
Since when?
So there you are. Yeah, there you are. So here you are. 7 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Show. Hello, Doug.
Oh, did I just say all that on the air? Thank
yes, you did.
So where is Phil?
Phil's in Puerto Rico. He sent us an email.
When did he send us the email?
He sent us the email the other day, and I forgot about it. You forgot about it. We forgot about it.
I don't remember seeing it. All right. Think that I was left out of the loop.
Whatever.
Who do I complain to about that?
You can complain to me.
Can I?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
I'll tell you what happens to your complaints.
We're going to file it.
The file. Yeah. Hold on a second. You got the television camera on? Here's Richie's file, everybody. Check it out on camera. How do you like it? Pretty
there
good
you go.
Too,
I got your complaint. In fact, I have your complaint right here. All taken care of, sir.
That's where the last complaint went.
Yeah. Right. You can rest assured that your concerns will be taken care of.
All right, so let's go to El Paso. One of the things I love doing is telling stories about what's happening in the towns, the communities.
Can I intro it?
You want to intro it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down in the West Texas town of El Paso.
Oh, Kina. Boy.
That's actually pretty good, Jennifer. Thank you.
Not bad. Yeah. Hold on. Let me help her out here. Hold on. Yeah.
And Richie, what do you have in your mouth? You're worse than Roberto. What are you
peanuts.
Stuffing
peanuts.
Into
just
your
like
mouth?
You.
All right, great. I just had some cashews, actually.
Yeah, good.
Roberto, what are you eating this morning?
I just have coffee right now. So I'm going to have my Metafast oatmeal afterwards.
All right, good. Congratulations. Now let's go to the town of El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Mexican girl.
None of you girls qualify.
Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina.
This is a story about the Mexican guy that got eliminated yesterday in the Texas prison.
No, what happened to him?
He got eliminated. He got a needle stuck in his arm.
Ooh.
Yeah, and
the
Mexican.
Wasn't the guy that tried to break out in his wife's suitcase, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
That wasn't the same guy, but that's just
maybe
a good story.
Maybe I crawl into your suitcase. Nobody will notice.
Here's what you do. You bring this suitcase in, and I will slide inside of it, and you will take me out, and you will just go.
Is he French?
Oh.
He's a little bit French. Yeah.
All right, so here's the story from El Paso. Listener who sent this to us, a lady named Susie, who's a fan at KTSM, major FBI bust that will perhaps free an El Pasan, a teacher who's been charged with smuggling drugs across the border. Two men accused of planting pot on innocent commuters crossing the bridge into El Paso from El Ciudad Juarez. How do you like that, Richie? El Ciudad Juarez.
Very
I have that
good.
T-shirt that I wear. I have that T-shirt that you asked me about last week.
Yeah.
El Paso and Juarez are sister cities. Anyway, at least one of these guys is behind bars, apparently. Juarez prisoner Ana Islesa Martinez Amaya, who's now behind bars.
See.
Is a victim, apparently, of these smugglers. She lives in Juarez, but works as a teacher in a prep school in El Paso. Anybody in El Paso got more details on this? Help yourself to 800-510-8255, maybe even in the newsroom at KTSM. There is, I'm not going to get distracted. I had a story when I was in El Paso on my way across country last year. Charlotte did something in the studio she's never done inside before. And it was an interesting experience.
Yeah, I think she did that at CRN, too. Didn't
yeah.
She?
No, really, she never did that at CRN.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I thought you cleaned it up.
No. Oh, man, it's very unusual for her to do that. Anyway, back to this story. The Mexican police found 100 pounds of pot hidden in the trunk of this lady's car, Ana Elisa Martinez Amaya. She insisted that it was not hers, And so did her friends, and so did her family, who came to her support. And the FBI has found that, in fact, her family was right, and she did not do what she was accused of doing. According to the feds, Jesus Chavez and Carlos Gomez were part of a smuggling ring that sent drugs across the border, and they used the cars of unsuspecting drivers. The FBI says these two paid teenagers from Juarez to scope out victims, usually a teacher who did what this teacher did, go across on a regular basis. The teens would then jot down the victim's vehicle ID number as they waited. The number was used to make two copies of the car's keys at a locksmith. You know how that works. If you can, this is how corrupt it is in Mexico. Listen to this. Follow this along. If you get the license, by the way, you can do this in America if you get to the right person, you can corrupt the right person. With the tag on your car, the license number, if you go to, let's say, the state of Massachusetts and put in my license number, mm-hmm. you'll come up with the ID, the serial number of the car.
Sure. The VIN number.
You can get from the VIN number what the key is, what the key identification is. They'll make you a key. If you go to the dealer and say, here's the vehicle ID number for my car, I need a new key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they'll make you a new key.
Yep.
And so you get that key. In this case, these guys figured out how to do this. This is how sophisticated the drug business is. They find, through the corruption, everything is so corrupt in Mexico, you can get to a police person, pay him off, he gives you the vehicle ID number, you go get a key made, and you put the drugs in the trunk of the car, and bingo bango, you follow the car across, the lady goes to her house, parks the car, goes in at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you go to her car, open it up, get the drugs out, who knows? So that's the story, that's how it works. Who'd have thunk
it? Pretty smart.
It is pretty smart. So that's the story, and that's what happened to this woman who was arrested. She didn't know from nothing about this. So the good thing is, thank you to the lady, to Susie, for telling, passing the story around so we could tell the story on the air of how these guys operate.
Check your cars.
Yeah. Right. Anybody who's in El Paso coming across the border, if you would do it all the time, first thing I'd be doing from now on is looking in my trunk.
Well, first thing I'd be doing is not going across the border.
Well, that's a good point.
But in this case, this woman has a job over on the other side, and that's why she goes across the border every day. So hopefully by the end of the day, Ana Elisa Martinez Amaya will be out of jail. This is a good story. Thank you. Jesus Chavez and Carlos Gomez. How many people in Mexico do you think are named Jesus Chavez and Carlos Gomez? How many of them do you think there are?
Probably quite a few.
Down there.
So like Mr. Lee in China.
Yeah, right.
Or
exactly.
John Smith. Yeah.
Or John Smith. Smith.
Or, the most popular name, I've told you this before, most popular male name in America is Paul Sullivan.
Paul Sullivan? Really?
There are more Paul Sullivans than any other male name.
So in other words, if you want to talk your way into something, you just give them Paul Sullivan, and there's a chance that...
Or talk your way out of something.
Right.
Say, well, no, I'm a guest of Mr. Sullivan, Paul Sullivan.
Right.
He lives here.
Paul Sullivan did it.
Roberta.
Yeah, I used to do that. There was a great...
There
was a great playground in this private apartment complex in Manhattan when Elena was a small child, and I used to talk my way into the complex. There's a lot of NYU doctors live there, so I just found the name of a couple of doctors and said, I'm
Mrs. Weinstein.
I'm Dr. Weinstein's sister.
Nice.
So we could go in and use the playground there.
New York, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
the only place in the world like it.
Dr. Weinstein and Burger's son.
Is there a Dr. Weinstein in the house? Dr. Weinstein, please, emergency.
Like Fletch.
Yeah. All right.
Like J. Gordon Liddy's the name.
Yeah. Where do I sit?
Yeah.
All right, coming up, a situation in Indiana that is troubling to me. We have the story at DougStefan.com about what they're taking out of the schools in Indiana. It's not good. I don't think it's good anyway, but it's a sign of the times. 16 past the hour. Good day and salon pause. Like love and marriage go together.
That's right.
As a horse and carriage.
There you go.
Salon pause is something that is stupendously effective. Is that a good adjectival way of referring to what happens when you put one of these, one of these patches on? Your shoulders, your neck, your back, wherever there are aches and pains, salon pause stops them cold. You know, like the old, remember Raid? Kills them dead. Well, salon pause isn't going to kill you dead. That's not the point. I'm If you listen to my analogy here, you'll get it stops pain at its source. I'm trying to be emphatic about this. How am I doing, Rich?
Very good, Dudley.
Huh? It stops pain cold.
You know, the other thing we learned this week on one of the many days you were out from Dr. Ken is that the pain
summertime
relievers that you take into your stomach,
yeah,
the damage that they are finding that these pain relievers do,
really ulcers, on your system.
Is really tough. So, I mean, if you can get rid of the pain by just putting a patch on the outside and then you don't have to ingest all of this stuff,
that is correct.
You're all the better for it.
There we are. Richie's all the better for it, and you're all the better from the knowledge that he's imparting on you. He is correctamundo. If you don't tolerate those pills, and why should you, when you got something like this that's non-invasive and actually better all the way around in reality, better at getting rid of the pain, then you need to have Salon Pause handy by. Here's how you can get a free patch just to check and see that what we're saying is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Go to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com if you'd like. There's a valuable coupon there. You go out and get yourself a Salon Pause patch or two or three or four and put it on where it hurts, and you see that what we told you is exactly what happens. So for that free sample of Salon Pause and the valuable coupon, go to DougStephan.com and click on the Salon Pause button.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is Geico.com, not Geico.RidiculouslySimpleSavings or Geico.PayYourBill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and fakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds. So sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email, avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Michael McMaster will join us at the bottom of the hour, and I guarantee you will learn something important about you as you listen to what he has to say.
That's a money-back guarantee, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Folks,
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Paying much attention to the video part of the program, and I think my head was out of adjustment there. When doves cry, one of the big songs during this part of 1984. As a matter of fact, during this week in 84, this song had reached number one by Prince, who formerly was known as Prince, and then he became known as Prince again after nobody could find him in the dark. Prince. And isn't one of Michael Jackson's kids named Prince, too?
One of them is.
Yeah.
Or actually, there are two of them, aren't there?
So, yeah, I think there are two that are, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they named after this prince or another prince?
Prince William. Who knows, man?
Prince Harry?
Yes, who knows?
Prince Charles? Prince Charming?
Prince Albert McCann?
Right. That's Roberta.
Better let him out.
Yeah. All right. So crank this up for a second, if you would, please. More entertaining than the Tom Joyner morning program.
That's right.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. So here's the story, one of the many that is explained in detail at DougSteffen.com in the headlines from today's show department. Imagine a school without writing. Imagine schools.
Yep.
Do not any longer. This is something that is a trend.
We're headed there.
Schools in Indiana, according to the Indiana Board of Education this week, can stop teaching students how to write.
Huh.
You do not have to cursive versus printing. Remember that from the fourth grade?
Yeah.
How many of us remember that?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it will no longer.
Deal.
Say again, Jen?
It was a big deal to make that transition between printing and cursive.
How do you do the C's?
Yeah.
And how do you do the F's?
How
do you do the P's? Well, no longer in Indiana. The school department says students will be expected to be proficient in the use of a keyboard. Everybody has to have a computer in the fourth grade.
That makes sense.
800, oh, come on.
Yes, it does.
800-510, give me a break, will you please?
In the fourth grade, these kids are way, but computers should be when they're like four.
No, that is not what I'm saying. That's not the point. You missed the point. The point is
he's not disagreeing with you.
Well, I don't mind you learning how to use the keyboard, but how in the world are we going to be, what happens unless you have an iPad or something attached to you at the hip? How do these children learn how to write when they have to write a note to somebody? You have to have some way.
Email.
Write a note?
But
let me ask you this.
I write a note all the time.
Doug,
Lord.
I mean.
Yes, Richie.
Your penmanship is.
Well, this is not
mine,
about my penmanship. It's about whether people write
it. Yeah,
or not.
Roberta, Jennifer has nice writing.
Oh, my penmanship is awful.
Jennifer's probably the only one. I do, like, block letters, you know, print stuff.
I pride myself on my writing.
But do you feel like in the past 15 years since computers have pretty much taken over our
Wait
life?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Listen to the State Department of Education. I just saw this paragraph that I didn't see before.
No.
The directive from the State Department allows schools to decide for themselves whether to continue teaching cursive or disband this archaic practice.
Archaic.
That is simple.
Are you getting upset, Doug?
My God. Disband this archaic practice.
I was just watching you on the video. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that writing.
Oh, my God.
So, no, but seriously.
You know what? I don't know what to say.
Do you feel like, when you write sometimes, do you feel like, oh, this is weird. Like, when you write anything of substance, I mean, when's the last time you wrote anything that was more than a couple of sentences long? Like, taking notes.
I had a meeting with a couple of the town folks last week. Actually, Megan was with me, and we both were taking notes.
Okay,
but
same
they were
notes.
Not, it was sort of shorthand. It wasn't
When's the last time
story.
You wrote a paragraph? Actually wrote a paragraph.
There wasn't an email. It was actually on a piece of paper.
Like handwriting.
Correct.
Mailing it to someone.
Yeah.
Fairly recently.
Not
but it
me.
Wasn't about business. What?
Not me.
I don't know. Well, that's the problem. And nobody's going to know how to write. We're going to become a nation of morons. 28 past the hour.
We're almost there.
O'Reilly. Spend less and get more during the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now you'll find great buy one, get one free offers on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right. And with O'Reilly's everyday low prices, when you buy one and get one free, you save even more. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRozzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Henser for HardcoreChristianity.com. The nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and I, and you, all have problems. It is our opportunity to solve them, which we now bring to you, a visitation from Michael McMaster, who is a master at solving your problems. We have introduced you to Michael. He's going to be here with regularity a couple of times a week to help you with your problems. And today we're going to talk about how to focus on the solution to a problem, any problem. And solutions, I have often said, Michael, this is a solutions-oriented radio program. And in that I mean that it isn't necessarily, okay, here's problem A and here's how to solve it. But we talk about things that happen in people's lives. And I'm a great believer in fixing problems, not blame. A lot of people like to sit around and they, it's his fault. No, it's her fault. What is that? So what? Who cares whose fault it is? Fix whatever the problem may be. And so that's what we are here to do, problems and solutions. So let's talk about money problems, all right? Because we all have them. Who among us, raise your hands, please, if you do not have a money problem. How rewarding. No hands have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
What a shock.
If you do not have it.
Do not have money problems, please raise your hands. I see nobody in the room.
Hey,
nobody.
Bill Gates, you in the back.
Yeah, all right. Shut up, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Gates.
Mark Zuckerberg, go get a cup of coffee. Yeah, have a nice day. Anyway, so when you money, people have lost a lot of money in the last few years. If I would go around the room and say, who here, would you raise your hand if you have lost money? Everybody would raise their hands. Yes, we have lost a lot of money. So now, how do we fix that? You specialize in helping people at least see solutions to problems like this. So what do we do?
Okay, let me explain something first of all, like what you just said. We've all had problems in our life, and quite often, most of us don't know how to come up with an answer to certain problems.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I teach people, there's like an intuitive way to come up or to be able to attract answers. And all of us have used this in our lifetime, and we probably don't even realize it. like an example is if we lose something, say we lose our keys or something like this, and we look for the keys and we can't find them or whatever it may be, and then we forget about it for a while, and then the answer pops into our head as to where the keys may be or whatever it may be. This is like an intuitive answer, and every one of us has this ability, and it can work on every level. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's relationships or whether it's money. Now, what I actually do in my life and what I actually teach other people to do, if they need a solution like this, focus on the solution. Think about the solution, not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're of a culture, like what you've just said before, we walk around and we talk about all the problems all the time. If we didn't do that, if we could see the solution in our mind to whatever it may be, whatever the problem may be, we'll bring that solution to us. This is how Einstein was able to come up with the theories that he came up with. Because there weren't any answers at that time. He couldn't go to a textbook and think, well, maybe this is it. He thought about the solution. When it comes to money, and this is sort of like whether you call it religiously based or spiritually based or whatever, all of us have had different money problems at different times. If you can envision the solution in your mind to your money problem, I guarantee you, you'll attract that solution to you, whatever it may be.
Let's have an example.
Maybe a different job or something.
All right, let's talk about, let's find a specific here, because we can all dream about looking in our checkbook and seeing $1 million. Okay, see the number, 1 million on our checkbook. All right, so that's not what you're talking about, really, because that's, I don't know, maybe these things are easier. I don't want to make it more difficult than it is. Whether this is simple or not, we talk a lot about visualization. People say writing things down sometimes helps a lot. But more specifically, rather than just writing down $1 million, what's the better application, Michael?
A better application is probably, you know, what you feel. Like with money, like I've taught this to people as well. If you want to solve a money problem in your life, you have to have a clear understanding of what the problem is, and then write down what you think the solution is to it. And if you can do that, like let's say you make X amount, like I was talking about the other day, if you made X amount of money in your life, like $40,000, and you'll keep bringing that amount of money into your life as long as you believe that's what you're worth.
Right.
So with money, you have to believe that you're worth something else, and then you start to bring that into your life. It's a very practical application. It's how it works.
So let me ask
you
this.
So you have to go beyond that.
Does it have to be a realistic number? Or can you say I'm worth $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's not real.
No, this is the key to practically everything here. It has to be real to you. People only accomplish in life what they think is real to them. And so you have to believe that it's real to you. So if you make $40,000 a year and then you believe that you can make $100,000 a year, if that is realistic to you, that's what you'll bring into your life. That'll be the solution to your money problem. But it's got to be realistic to you.
But there's no reason. I mean, you can think about people who have made it big, who maybe when they were, I was thinking about Richard Branson, who when he was 14 years old started delivering a newspaper that had to do with music in his home in Kidlington, which is near London. And he started reading the newspaper, and he was very interested in music, so he then started writing himself about music, and he was able to create interest in what he was saying because he did research and he really knew what he was writing about. So he had a lot of followers. And ultimately, he bought that newspaper. And then we all know Richard Branson, who was a man in his, I think he's about my age, early 60s, et cetera. You know, I find people like that amazing because they always seem to have something on the ball. They figure stuff out. And I remember interviewing him once, and I asked him what was his goal, and he said to get to tomorrow. That was his goal, to get to tomorrow.
You know, he's a very different individual because he's done something in life that a lot of people don't do. He followed his passion.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about him, Michael, is when he came in and interviewed him, Doug was on his farm up there, and he actually came into the studio where I was sitting, And what I really kind of remember about him is he was about as relaxed and comfortable as any human I've ever seen. The guy was just like, all right, here I am. What do you want? Here we go. Yeah. And he was loose. He was comfortable in his own skin and was content with everything. And I always remember that about him, and just looking at this guy, just being how laid back he was.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't uptight about what to do, where to go, what to say, anything. He was just, I'm at peace with whatever's going to happen here.
All right, so well, then let's... Go ahead,
he's a great
Mark.
Example of somebody, like I said, who's followed his passion. And by doing that, whatever the next step is in your life that needs to fall into your life, like the solution, that's what happens.
So, but there have been those of us, I'm an example of it, if you don't mind that, that has followed a passion. I have actually four passions in my life, and they all are what my life consists of. This radio program, my farm, my alma mater, and certainly my two children and the family that I have, the extended family that is part of the radio program and part of my farm. Those things are my unbelievable passions of mine. And yet the last couple of years, they haven't exactly been rewarding connections.
No, but we go through this in life. I think a lot of people think that life should just go along at this level and nothing should ever change. It should be good all the time, but
correct.
We are affected by different things. But but we all come out of it. In life, there's always cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And these cycles, we learn things from these cycles. And we come out of these cycles and become stronger, or maybe with more knowledge. So in the last 2 years, there might have been difficulty for you, but it changes you. It makes you a different person as time goes on, so that maybe you can overcome other things that might come along in the future. So there are lessons in these cycles that we go through.
It's a mindset. All right. So how do people find from you? You have a lot of CDs that are about solutions to these various problems. How do people find the connection to you and the CDs and things that you have used in the past successfully to help people?
Okay. You can Google me, Michael McMaster, and it'll pull up my website, or the name of my website is michael-mcmaster.com, and I have CDs there on, like, Simple Wealth, Simple Miracles, Simple Happiness, and these are techniques that I've taught people over 30 years, and they work. And so they'll help you change your life.
All right, so we go online. I'm just looking at some of the things in our contributors box. So we have Michael. Yeah, Michael's there in the contributors box. So if you go to DougSteffen.com, you click on Michael's picture, brings you to MichaelMcMaster.com. That's the best and easiest way to get in there. Look over what's there, because I'm sure you're going to find something that will help you. That's what we're all about, helping solutions. That's why I've invited Michael to do this series of broadcasts with us, and we'll look forward to our next visit next week. Michael, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Thank you,
Michael guys. McMaster. Again, check it out at DougSteffen.com. I'm just looking to some of the responses, Jennifer. The discussion of when I was, my blood was curdling here a few minutes ago, talking about the elimination of writing, teaching writing in schools. Don Castle writes, schools don't teach anything anymore, especially common sense. You better learn that from your family. Let's see here. Here's Chris who says, hopefully the better spelling teachers today know how to use a computer. Can you learn? Well, you don't have to learn how to spell on the computer. You hit spell check.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed is my spelling gone so downhill in spell check.
Yeah. So here's Scott who says, when our computers break at work, we write notes on our stationery and mail them to the IT department. And when the computer breaks, you're going to call China or India. And I think there's something to be said for that. I don't understand what they're... But I find most school boards are pretty impractical. Is that the right word? Not practical. They're just kind of in the members of the school committees are in dazes, it seems to me. They're not very practical about things. But we'll go back. Melanie writes, we'll go back to pictographs.
Pictographs.
Yeah.
On cave walls.
Well, here's Jim says, we're turning into the zombie apocalypse.
The zombie apocalypse.
Well, I mean, if you have all this equipment around you,
true.
Use that. Come on. The kids that are attached to this stuff, they're like zombies in front of it. You know it and I know it, Roberta. Come on. It is, I don't know if I'd call it the zombie apocalypse, say it again, Doug, apocalypse, but it's not very cool. I'll tell you something is cool, though. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, he is cool, and he is here.
The coolest.
In a matter of moments with his daily dose of important medical info, up in center, up in front, up and ready in a moment here on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here with today's health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you drowning in over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids? Richie and I were talking earlier about how in these conversations, you and I and Ken, when I say I, you, it's all of us together. In fact, talking about what most of us have to go through. We all have a little gas here and there, right? Hello.
A little.
I earlier this weekend told people, ignore my friends, will you please, about Charlotte being constipated. And I gave her, there's a special product from the folks at Natron that helps dogs, gives dogs probiotics. I gave the probiotics to Charlotte, and she, in 24 hours, snapped right out of it. So we know it works for dogs. We know it works for people. Now all we have to do is get you to call the folks at Natron at 888-9-NATRON to take the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, which consists of what, Ken?
This is the probiotics probiotic. It's just the first in class. It's my favorite probiotic. And high quality, these people introduce these healthy bacteria to America. They'll help zoom up your immune system, and they'll help your digestive system work the way you remember it should work.
Serious probiotics for those who take their health seriously. The Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you're not happy and your tummy isn't healthier, in 90 days, you do not pay. You'll get your money back. No questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply with your order when you call 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N, or to translate and make it easier, 888-962-8736. Size counts.
Men, yes. Men, yeah. You want to watch your waist size under 40. Stop. Women, this is not such a big deal, but being very thin or fat appears to increase, Doug, the odds that a man will experience some kind of sexual difficulty, but the same may not be true for a woman. This is in the Journal of Sexual Medicine from Denmark this morning.
So fat women don't have a problem being turned on, is that what you're saying?
Correct. They looked at erectile dysfunction, inability to orgasm, and premature ejaculation, and pain with sex.
Cuddling may be the key to a long, happy relationship.
Exactly. And surprisingly, it was the men who liked it even more. Archives of sexual behavior that cuddling and caressing helps boost satisfaction in long-term relationships. So in those long-term relationships, guys especially were pleased by this.
Really? Get that, everybody?
Yeah.
Taking notes? Let's just cuddle.
Yeah.
Let's cuddle. I love hearing that.
Who's going to?
I only fell for that trick once.
The only one after.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
With our musical moment, as we get into the movie moment section, if you will, of the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the movie of the same name, Footloose. Kevin Bacon in that movie. Kevin, believe it or not, 53 today is what
Sarah said. Center of the entertainment universe,
right.
Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of separation.
We're not one degree, we're 2 degrees.
2 degrees.
Yep.
How is that, Rich?
Well, we knew Ed. Ed knew Kevin.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
There we go.
Bingo.
Bang. 2 degrees separation from Kevin Bacon.
We are in the know and on the go here on the Doug Steffen
Show. Chuck, that makes you 3 degrees.
Yep. Chuck Curry is here.
And by the way, for fans of Footloose, they're going to release that movie on Blu-ray in September.
Really?
In celebration of the remake? Yeah.
By the way, did you see the trailer to the remake?
I did.
Mm-mm.
It looks pretty good.
I'm not impressed.
Really? Why not?
I just, it's so unnecessary. I just can't get this.
There's no need for this movie to be made again. Yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
Without Kevin Bacon, I'm sure it'll be watchable, but.
That's all.
There's a movie I agree with Doug where they should have used, they should have found a place for Kevin Bacon in that movie.
Yeah. Any sequel
they should have let him play John Lithgow's part.
Whatever. All right, let's get to our contest.
By the way...
Don't mind me, I'm only the host. What'd you say, Chuck?
Kevin Bacon gave an interview to the guy who took over for Larry King on CNN. What's his name?
Piers Morgan.
Who's very good, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
about
great.
A month ago, and he lost his life savings in the Bernie Madoff scandal.
Yeah, he did. He and his wife lost $40 million or something. By the way, Chucker only does that because he wants to get my goat. The only reason he does that.
What idiot would put all of her money in one basket, especially when you got to, like...
There you go, Rich. Mm. Everybody's got something that's loose.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's your foot, and sometimes it's your brain. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're celebrating the birthday of Kevin Bacon today, and thus we present him in a movie which you have the opportunity to identify in the next minute or two. Let's see if you can figure it out. Here's the first clip.
I can't believe we said no to free beer.
800-510-8255, never won on Movie Moments before. Here's your chance to win if you identify this movie. Second audio clip.
Who died and made you Einstein?
800-510-8255. That's pretty. Chaka, you got this, right?
No, I'm not sure.
All right, last clue. Make it good.
Man, we decided to leave this place just one day too late, you know?
All right.
I know it. Yeah, great B movie.
There you go. It's a B movie. It is a B movie. 800.
I think I know it.
510-8255. You know it. Call us now. Chuck has movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Kill Themes presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
All right, we'll get to the identity of the movie after Chucker brings us up to date on what's new at the box office this weekend, Chucker.
Two new movies enter the fray in the summer box office season. One is the comedy Horrible Bosses with Jason Bateman and Kevin Spacey. Reviews are actually very good for this film, but from a marketing point of view, it looks like their marketing is just like the movie The Hangover, and sometimes audiences don't like that resemblance, so it'll be interesting to see how it performs. Also, Zookeeper. That one has to be critic-proof, as many people are calling it the worst film of the summer. Thought Kevin James. I got to be honest, I would not pay this.
Kind of like the movie last week that Cameron Diaz and who else
bad
is in that?
Teacher.
Bad Teacher. I thought that looked like the concept. It was kind of cute because I find her to be
I think that looks a lot better than Fetching Richie. And reviews for the next and last Harry Potter film, which opens next week, are very good.
Yeah.
No need, because that movie's going to make a lot of money.
Of course it is. They're all, that's critic proof, too. All right, Ray in New Mexico. What's the name of the movie?
Tremors.
Tremors. Not hard for you to figure it out. Was it easy?
It was pretty easy. I've only seen it several times, that's why.
Yeah, you like worms?
Big monster worms.
Big worms. Yeah. Okay, good for you. Congratulations. Dream on that. He wins the prize. Chucker, you win coming back on Monday. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Thank you, sir.